This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Plan.
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 Plan to podcast.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Ngā mihi mahana ki a koutou katoa. My name is Shannon Burns, and I work for Ngā Kite Wānanga, or Ōtautahi, Christchurch City Libraries. I actually co-host the Christchurch City Libraries radio show, So Many Stories, which airs on the first Friday of the month right here on Plains FM. But I'm here now to introduce something a little different, something very exciting. Since the end of 2022, the program design and delivery team at Christchurch City Libraries, of which I am one member, has been delivering to students across Ōtautahi Christchurch a three-part program called Plan to Podcast. The program has been funded by the Greater Christchurch Schools Network, shout out GCSN, and basically in it, groups of up to 12 students, ranging from year 7 right up to year 11, learn about the process of constructing a narrative for radio and to use recording equipment and audio editing software. In their groups, the students ultimately produce a short podcast episode featuring set pieces, interviews, sound effects, whatever they choose really. And I'm delighted to say that our good friends at Plains FM have agreed to air the students' work for lovely listeners. So, basically, in this short show, you're going to hear what one group of students produced in just 6 hours total, a huge achievement. And as more groups of students complete their work, you'll hear more. For now, please enjoy this episode. And for more information about programs like Plan to Podcast, head to christchurchcitylibraries.com or call 03 941 7923.
Kia ora koutou, and welcome to the Chizzy Chatters. I am Joel, and this is
Harrison
and
Ella. In this podcast, we will be talking about the identity of our school, Chisnallwood Intermediate.
We will be interviewing people in our school, such as the head students.
Hello.
We are Holly, Zeb and Zach.
And we did all the behind the scenes stuff, like writing the script.
I think that identity is what you believe in, what you enjoy and who you are.
I think it could be anything about you, but also be everything if you think about it.
I think that identity is like things that people associate themselves with, like schools, objects, friends, and stuff like that.
First up we have Savannah, Kate, and LL interviewing Eli and Tessa, our head students.
After that we'll have Zach and Zeb interviewing Jackson, our deputy head boy.
Over to you guys.
Hi, I'm Ella.
Hey, I'm Kate.
Hi, I'm Savannah. This segment is about our head girl and head boy, Tessa and Eli.
Hi.
They talk about how they feel about their role,
how they handle their role,
and how they think about their role as head girl and boy.
Welcome to our segment of the podcast.
Tessa and Eli, we're here to ask you some questions about your role in Chizzy.
Here is our first question. How have you made an impact on our school?
Well, it's pretty early on in the year, but we have been working with the student council and have some events planned that people will hopefully remember.
And how can you elaborate on this, Eli?
Well, I think that pretty much sums it up, and we just want our students to be happy.
Seems like you've already had quite the impact.
And what are you going to do to improve the school for your last terms here?
Well, wet lunches at our school are quite boring, so a group of ambassadors are teaming up to make them more exciting.
Cool. And have being head girl and boy affected you in any way?
I think being head girl has made me better at public speaking, especially at short notice.
What are some of the things that you've done that you're proud of?
Or some achievements that you've made this year?
Well, when school started this term, we were asked to run an ANZAC assembly on the morning of the day it was scheduled. We were nervous because we had quite a lot to do, but we did it and the assembly went great.
And do you believe that you are the best person for this role?
Yeah, and feel that you are right for it?
I think a lot of kids at the school would be great as head students. The teachers must have had a difficult time deciding.
How are you handling this role?
It's stressful at times, but some opportunities that I've got as head boy, like going to a leadership conference teaching us to be a proper leader, are really fun and cool to go to.
How do you think the identity of our school is being shown?
Chisnewood's identity is really well shown, with having both a Pacifica and Kapa Haka group. We also have Extension Māori and Pacifica art.
Yeah, Chisnewood has quite the identity. Is there a big responsibility on your shoulders?
Yeah, like what are some things that have been hard for you in your role?
At times it has been hard, but our teachers make sure we aren't overcommitted.
And what was your first thought when you were given the role?
Holy moly, I'm head boy!
Yeah, I was pretty shocked because I wasn't expecting it.
What is your favourite thing about being head girl and boy?
Are there any secret special privileges, like free pizza or no homework?
Unfortunately not. We don't get free pizza or no homework.
And finally,
who would you recommend Chisnewood to?
All the people coming out of Year 6, as Chisnewood has lots of opportunities, great teachers and places to make awesome friends.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us for this interview.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
I'm here with Jackson Lowe, our deputy head boy, and I'm going to be asking him some identity questions.
Hello.
What do you do at our school?
I am the deputy head boy at Chisnewood, and I have to help around in the school with fundraisers, and I am one of the leaders of the assemblies, and I have to do special sort of events and run those kinds of things.
What would you recommend at our school?
I would definitely recommend our music program. It is a very strong and suitable thing if you want to do music and enjoy playing an instrument. I also recommend the sports because the sporting here at Chisnewood is really, really good and it's a good environment to be in, and I really enjoy playing sports here.
What do you think about the school motto? Would you change it?
No, I wouldn't change it because it basically sums up what you should be doing at Chisnewood. You should be challenging your time here at Chisnewood to do as much as you can in that period of time and try and go beyond what your limits have been set from primary school.
What does identity mean to you?
Identity means to be yourself and to love and respect other people's self-choices, and I think it means to stand strong for who you are and stand up if somebody's disrespecting your identity and who you are.
Thank you, Jackson.
Now we are going to welcome Willow and Leon, who are some more of our Chizzy Chatters.
Willow, how would you say your drawing links to identity?
Drawing is most of my life, and I've spent years and years perfecting the way I draw, and lots and lots of practice and classes on how to draw, and I feel it's a big part of me and what I am.
Thanks for that, Willow. How about you, Leon?
I think that drawing links to my identity because I love art and it just makes me feel better, and when I do, I'm in like another world and I feel good about it.
Overall, identity can mean different things to each of the Chizzy Chatters.
We hope you enjoyed us talking about identity.
And thank you for listening to the Chizzy Chatters podcast.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. A huge well done to all the students involved in Plan to Podcast. Again, for more information about programs like Plan to Podcast, head to christchurchcitylibraries.com or call 03 941 7923. And don't forget to check out Christchurch City Libraries on Facebook and also subscribe to our radio show, So Many Stories. It's available via Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Until next time, ka kite anō.